Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Amy with Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And if you get emails for this show, if you subscribe, you probably are like, she did a show at midnight? Yeah. I'm working on a novel right now, so my schedule's upside down. So, yeah, but most of you are going to listen in archives. So I thought, why not? Let's do a show. So let's talk about suggestions for being a spiritual leader in your family and your friend circle. This is a time where people are going to need a little more spiritual guidance. You probably already offer a little tidbits of wisdom in your journey. And so here are some suggestions that I've picked up along the way of offering spiritual guidance to folks. And so I hope you find it helpful. In case you're new, I am Amy. I'm of intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I'm an intuitive, a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I help them do the hard work so that they can experience the success they desire most. So if you are ready to take your life to the next level, I'd love to support you. Information on my services can be found at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Okay, let's talk about spiritual guidance, how to give it, how to be there for other people. Get some tea. I'll be sipping some tea as we do this. If you're on my newsletter list, you probably got an email from me today with some of these suggestions. If you're not, jump on there. You can find, again, on my website, you can sign up. And I send intuitive messages. I send insight. I'm sending quite a bit of insight, given the time frame in right now. So sign up. But let's talk about giving spiritual guidance to our friends and family. I know naturally, if you are on the spiritual path, you've been working on yourself, you're going to become a lot more sensitive to suffering, both within you and in others, and particularly someone you care about, someone you love, someone you want the best for. You'll want to offer them some spiritual guidance, especially if you feel like, oh, I have figured it out. And the truth is we never figure it out, but we can move further and further along the path and ascend in our own unique ways. And so if you feel like you've ascended to a point and you want to start offering guidance to others, particularly right now, when people may or may be suffering more than they need to, here are some tips for how to do that soulfully. It's going to be a process, and so just love yourself through it. Okay, first and foremost, encourage the people around you to do a fear dump. It's really challenging to see all that is possible for you if you're holding any fear. And fear comes in a lot of forms. People act out of fear. Anger, underneath anger is always fear. So one of the best ways to support someone is to let them support themselves and just tell them to get a piece of paper and a pen and set their timer for 5 minutes, no more than 5 minutes, and just write implicit sentences, their ears, as they can write about population or get right. Just think about all the things that they're afraid of. This wonderful exercise to help people up. Oh, what I think is crazy. And while it's important, and while it's awesome, it may or may not be all that helpful, and usually it gets in the way of us really hearing God and really feeling the presence of spirit in our life so we can make good decisions. So encourage them to do a fear dump and to just write out the fears. Write them out, and they'll instantly feel some sense of relief. When you can see your fears outside of you and see that it's not you and it's just a thought, will instantly give you some sense of peace. And it will allow you to start to chip away at accessing the wisdom of God, which is what will keep us all safe. Next, another way to support the people around you, just listen. And in the notes that I put together for this and in the post I sent to my email list, I said, listen, not to agree or disagree. And that takes some practice. It takes some steadying. Just listen and holding a space for someone to share. Now, this is not appropriate for every setting, and I wouldn't recommend doing this in social environments. But if it is a place where you are with someone and they are sharing and they are really opening up in a way, or expressing their fears or their doubts or their frustrations, and they may not even know what that is. They may think it's all real what they're feeling. Just decide you're going to listen. And I learned a lot about listening from Alison Armstrong. She teaches about men and women, and particularly the way to listen to a man is to just be present. But I think this applies to everybody. Just be present. You don't need to nod your head. You don't need to wait to have something to say. You don't need to be thinking about how can I sub naturally those thoughts as you really step into your power as a spiritual guide, as a spiritual leader. Naturally, your mind is going to be filled with divine inspiration as to what to share, but it won't come through unless you learn how to actively be present and just listen. And you also hear God as they're talking. When you really start to activate the energy of being a leader, a spiritual leader, you hear little droplets of God in what they're saying, because we are the creator. We are from the source. And so even in our fears, even in our doubts, even in our worries, even in our unawareness, our unconsciousness, God is still dropping little nuggets of wisdom. And all you have to do is kind of show them, point them to that wisdom. And you can't do that if you're not present. You can't do that if you're listening to agree or disagree. You can't do that if you're trying to come up with something clever to say. Just be there. Open your heart and listen. And it's gold. That in itself is loving someone. You will feel that love so deeply. It's such a wonderful exchange if you can allow yourself to get there and just listen. Okay, other ways in which you can offer guidance. If you've got a spiritual interest, you know, maybe you're into astrology or oracle cards or numerology or runes, or maybe you're really into Reiki or meditation or yoga or some type of practice, chakra realigning, share that with them. Do a little of that with them. Pray before you do it. Always ask that you're doing this for the highest and greatest good of all those involved, and share a little bit of it. For me, it's pulling cards. You know, I love pulling cards for people. And I recently had somebody in my life who got a deck, and they've been pulling cards for me. And it's been so healing, so nice to get a card. And so share that with them. And you don't have to go into deep explanations. If you're pulling oracle cards, you can just read from the book. As you really get to know your cards and interpret your cards, you'll be able to offer additional insight. But for now, if you're just getting started, just share what you know. And share it with a wide open heart without needing them to get it, right? And I think how it will be most beneficial is letting go of any shame you have around your spiritual interests. Everybody gets to express their spirituality in whatever way feels right to them. And so just share. Just open your heart and share. And it's okay. It's okay. And if somebody's not receptive to it, you'll know. You know, when I first started, I was very aware of who wasn't receptive. But I also knew that some of that was my own fear. And once I overcame that, and if I felt inspired and called to share, all that fear fell away. And I was just present in that moment to offer guidance to someone in need, someone struggling, someone suffering. Okay. Next, one of the ways in which you can support people right now is pray. Bring them together to pray. You can pray in a lot of different ways. I love the way Michael Bernard Beckwith prays. If you can catch an agape service where he's praying, if you can, as a matter of fact, all the way they teach prayer in agape, affirmative prayer, thank you, You know, thank you, God, for what you want as if it were done. A beautiful way to pray. If you have a religious tradition and you learn prayer, do it that way. It doesn't matter. It's all prayer. It's all talking to God. It's all being open to answers. It's all stating our desires to the universe. So hold a space for prayer. You know, if you are all staying in, which I hope you are right now, and you live with multiple people, it's a wonderful time to bring everybody together at 5, and we pray and we meditate and have quiet time. If there's a guided meditation you really like, use that. There are so many ways in which you can share spiritual space with people. Prayer, meditation, there's so many meditations out there. I love orindabin.com. All of their guided meditations are great. They're a little long, so for a newbie, it might be a little too much time. I have a beautiful meditation from Colette Baron-Reed, Sounds of the Sun, and that's a shorter meditation. Keep it under 10 minutes. You can do a meditation, you can do a prayer in which everybody puts their requests in. My first mentor taught prayer where we wrote our requests to God on a piece of paper and we put them in a bowl and we burn them. That is one way in which you can pray with others. Trust yourself. However way in which you're led to pray, it's right. You know, I my current business coach, her background is a Christian background. While she's New Age now, she has a Christian background. So she'll do meditations like a Christian prayer almost. And I love that she made that her own, right? And so, and it's really wonderful and fantastic. And so just pray in the way in which you know, which feels natural to you. If you need to study the way some other people pray, study the way they pray, but ultimately be there. Be there for people. Hold time for prayer and meditation or contemplation. Light a candle. You can also do this on the phone or on a Skype chat. Yeah, wonderful way to be there for people. You can always just say, hey, let's pray together. And it works. Next, if you are going to act as a spiritual guide, it is important that you take excellent care of yourself, spiritual care of yourself. So here are some ideas for how to take care of yourself, and everybody's going to do it differently. But here are some ways in which I learned to take care of myself. So find a quiet moment for yourself every day. It can be going on a walk. It can be your own meditation. It can be journaling. I change it up every week. So don't feel like you have to do it the same way every time. But find a quiet moment for yourself where you can commune with God, where you can release your own worry and struggle and doubt and fear and be in quietness of spirit. This might also be while you're doing chores or preparing a meal, in the bath. Find a quiet moment to yourself in which you can say your own prayers and then be receptive, come forward. This is also known as contemplation, and a wonderful time for contemplation, where you really meditate on your desires and what you want, your prayers, your requests, and just think about them. What do I want right now? Why do I want it? And how do I feel about that? Definitely prayer, you know, asking God how you can serve the people around you. These are all ways in which you can take care of yourself. Because here's the thing, if you decide, your human self decides how somebody needs to act, right? It's actually going to drain your energy more than it's going to lift you up. So learning to decipher the wisdom of God versus your own is good self-care. Good spiritual care. Yeah, it will start to drain you if you're just offering guidance because it's in alignment with your truth, and we all have our own truth, but you have to be receptive to what the truth is. There's the truth, right? There's healthiness. There is groundedness. There is positivity. There is love. There is compassion. There is patience. There is integrity. There is rightfulness, righteousness. But that there are the universal laws, and then there is your own values, and that may run against somebody else's values, and you don't want to impede on their free will, but you do want to speak to them from the universal truth. Yeah, which is love and compassion and joy and happiness and feeling as you feel. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You also might want to try taking salt baths. I don't have a bathtub right now, so I do salt scrubs. This is a energy clearing ritual, and that's a way to release any low vibe energy that you've absorbed from those around you. And you can just, you know, with the scrub, I have a mix right now. It's like Epsom salts and some oils and some sea salts. And you just do a scrub, you know, water, mix it with your soap. And just in the process, I am clearing the energy so that for my highest and greatest good, you can keep it simple. I'm clearing any low vibe energy, any energy that is not my own for my highest and greatest good. Another way to take good care of yourself, and this is something I would encourage you to encourage others to do, is feel your feelings, all of them. What am I feeling right now? Because when you know, then you're not acting out of, blindness. I guess that's the best way to say it. Sometimes when we are not aware of how we're feeling, we project onto others, or we miss the message in it, or we we project onto others. We make things more than they need to be. We fall into drama and judgments. So just feel your feelings. I feel sad today. Why do I feel sad today? And then as you start to ask yourself, you'll really begin to make decisions about how you want to feel. You can always change your feelings. You can always change your thoughts. You can always change your beliefs if you don't know what's going on within you in that moment. So just ask yourself, feel your feelings, journal on it, know where you want to go, why you want to go, and know what is keeping you from it. Easier said than done, but if you start journaling on it, it'll naturally come to you. It'll flow through you. Pray before you do it and say, God, just show me what I need to know. Show me how to see things differently. Okay. Then, you know, be mindful. If you are going to act as a spiritual leader, be really mindful of projecting your insecurities onto situations, onto other people. Your anger, hurt, and resentment from the past is just from the past. It may have nothing to do with your present experience, but the mind is delicate, and sometimes it doesn't realize that you're no longer living in the past, right? That's where forgiveness comes into play. Forgiveness is really deciding that you are no longer going to replay the past and the present as if it's really happening. Because if you think about it, then you're re-injuring yourself every single time, right? You're reliving that memory over and over and over again. And then you start to project that in real time onto the people around you. So if you are going to serve as a guide, you do want to serve as a leader in your family, amongst your friends, this is something you're going to have to learn how to do, how to forgive, how to be present, how to be aware. Also, it will increase your intuition because you will start to recognize patterns. You'll see, oh, I know what's going on here because I felt this way before. It's not that you're living that in this moment. You just know how that sensation, and it starts to create a story, right? And you can use that as spiritual guidance and wisdom. And then lastly, if you're going to act as a guide, you're going to have to hold yourself to a higher standard. And this doesn't necessarily mean you have to be perfect, or you have to pretend, or you have to put on airs, or there's a right and way, wrong way to do it. No, you just have to be a loving fucking human being, to be mindful. You have to be conscious. You have to be careful with your words, right? Knowing that you have a great power and you're going to use that power with integrity and grace. Yeah. It's a big responsibility to be a spiritual leader for your family and friends, and take it seriously. It's a gift. If you feel called, it's a gift. It's a gift, and use it well. Use it well. Use it well. And then lastly, one of the ways in which you can start to support the people around you and act as a spiritual leader is teach them that to use their words to create their reality. We create our reality by the words that we speak and the thoughts that we think. So teach them that. Let them know that whatever they say with emotion or think with emotion repeatedly, they will manifest that. They will create that in their life in real time. So that's where affirmations become really helpful. And you can teach them how to create their affirmations, our own affirmations, you know, or you can use some affirmations that are common within the New Age space, within all spaces, I guess. But all is well is one of my favorites. All is working out in my favor. These are some of my favorite affirmative statements. I am divinely protected and supported. I trust divine perfect timing. I allow miracles to happen in my life. I am open to the magic and mystery of God. I bless this situation with love. I am safe. I am enough. God loves me. Money loves me. Life loves me. I am open and receptive to all good in all forms. I declare the situation as good. Those are some of my favorite affirmative statements, but you probably have some that you use. And then you'll have ones that you create for yourself that work for your own life, and those you can offer to other people as well. But start sharing with others that if they choose to create their reality, they can by the words that they speak and the thoughts that they think. And it's a really, gosh, it's one of the ways I fell in love with metaphysical healing, was knowing that I am in control. I have power in this situation. And all I have to do is shift my thoughts. Because let's go back to what I just told you. What you think and say with emotion repeatedly, you will create. And gosh, the vibration behind our words creates a reality whether we like it or not. You know, if you say a bunch of negative shit all the time, then yeah, you're going to create a lot of situations that don't feel good. But if you really try and genuinely try, and I'm not talking about just positive speak or positive thinking, but really in your heart, you've done the work to clear out the fears, to clear out the doubts, and you truly are stating the best intention for your life, you will create it. So that's my show. Thank you for listening. Again, you can find information on my services at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Thank you for listening. Also, I still am offering my Divine Daily Downloads. It's a service. I'm offering it during this time. They're available daily messages that I send between now and April 19th. It's the date God gave me to end this. And it's to help you navigate uncertainty. And I mean, every day the messages are different. I always include an oracle card. I include some insight, whatever message God is giving me, and I channel that and put that there for you. All of it's done in real time. So every day I tune into the energy of the planet, tune into the energy of the people enrolled to receive these daily downloads, and provide the information that they most need. So I think it's an awesome service. So it's Divine Daily Downloads. If you go to my website, you'll see that there is a tab for it, and it's very easy to sign up. And it's $108 for whenever you sign up till April 19th, or you can do it daily for $9.99. So blessings will come from these messages. It's amazing. I love them. It'll help you make decisions and stay on track and stay out of fear, doubt, worry, uncertainty, and help you make decisions with confidence and take soulful risk. I believe in soulful risk. Thank you, guys. This has been awesome. It's nice to talk to you late at night, and I look forward to connecting with you again. Till next time, take care.